is a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality,
something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
So we started considering how to balance the faith ledger. How to balance or debug the faith ledger. So we understood. Why not show me Luke chapter 17? Hope I'm correct. Luke chapter 17, verse 5. We began to consider the fact that many times we notice that there is a disparity between the investment that has been made and the output that we are supposed to, supposedly, what we are supposed to get from it. It is wide. The gap is wide. So we want to find out, since we understood that faith is the means through which God calls out the things that are not seen to be seen, and many things that faith is supposed to mean for us, what faith is to us. Faith defines the measure that is needed to bring something to a manifest. If faith is the what sees the invisible, are you with me, brother? If faith is what sees the invisible, and your labors cannot be measured in the visible, spiritual labors, there is a reason why it is called spiritual labors. There is a reason why it is called spiritual sacrifices. You cannot measure it with anything that is physical. Now, even though there can be acts that is attributed to spiritual sacrifices in the natural, the true value of those acts cannot be gauged, cannot be measured naturally or even physically. Are you following me now? Now, a very big thing in the... Are you with me, oh? A very big thing in the physical can be very small in the spirit. I hope you know. And a very, very small thing in the natural or physical can be very big in the spirit. Look at what happened to Elijah. 1 Kings chapter 19. This is after Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, has vowed to Elijah, the great man of God, that if I don't cut off your head by this time tomorrow, just know. Of course, we know that that threat is not a physical threat. It is backed up with all the powers of witchcraft that is resident in the land. So you cannot gauge her. She is not a woman speaking. It is all the hordes of darkness that spoke and all that. So when Elijah heard it, he escaped. And then on that, he was traveling, going. And then when he appeared, he began to have a series of encounters with God. You remember the encounter? I think first was what, self? Is it the fire? So he encountered the fire. Boom, boom. And then the scriptures clearly said that God was not what? In the fire. Then he encountered the earthquake. And the scripture clearly said that God was not in the earthquake. I mean, earthquake. God should be in the earthquake. God should be in fire. Was not in fire. Was not in the earthquake. In fact, the wind. God was not still in the wind. When he finished and then wanted to now rest, the scripture now said what? A still small voice. So it's possible that what is very, very big in the natural, in the physical, is what little or nothing before God. So we must... Are you getting where I'm going now? It is with the eye of faith that you will be able to test the true measure of value in the spirit. And that is what the scripture was trying to tell us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. My sister, are you with me? Are you with me? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the Bible says, through faith, by faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice than Cain. You remember that there is really no physical way for us to know which one is better. Forget that thing that we are told in children's Sunday school. That... na Cain no jie betal. It's not true. It's not in your Bible. It is the scripture that explained to us properly what is wrong with his sacrifice, that there is no faith in it. That means that Cain is not trying to make any contact spiritually. He is just fulfilling all righteousness. Are you seeing it now? Literally, even if we bring it in today's context, you know, you can give God 1,000 and you give God 1,000 and the two of them is not the same. Okay, let me not use God, because if I use God, everybody will now keep quiet. You can sow to the man of God. I hope if you give to me, you can be giving to me and you can be giving to God too. If you give to me. It's not always that you give to me, you are giving to me. Pastors have to be humble enough, because you have to be humble enough to know that some gifts that people gave you is as a result of benevolence and because of love. In fact, all gifts is first based on benevolence, then based on the fact that they understand that there is something you have. After all, they are not the only ones that have. Is it not true? They are not the only ones they have. If they are moved to give, is benevolence, is from the heart. Though they are obeying God. Are you seeing what I'm saying now? So they are not the only ones that know that they should obey God. But the ones that have the heart, that heart is what is called benevolence. And because of benevolence, you don't just thank God for giving you. You also thank the human for obeying God. What if they don't obey God? What if the witches in your village block their heart? I'm trying to say that it is not everybody that God told to give that finally ended up getting to do it. Are you following me now? So you need to thank the person. That's by the way. Now, let's assume you are giving me, two things are happening. You are giving to me, but as you are giving to me, God is also considering it as if you are giving to him. The scripture even said that when you do alms, because you know the scripture that said that a people came and said that Jesus, God came and said that I was thirsty and you didn't give me water, I was this and you didn't do that for me, I was this and you didn't do that for me. So they now asked, when were this? I said, when you did it for this person or when you didn't do it for the small person, don't you know I'm the one you are doing it for? So that's one. So let's assume you gave me 1K. Smile. And then you gave me 1K. I hope you know the 2 1K is not the same. How do we trace the value in this 2 1K? Since, are you getting the point now? Since we are, remember, the value we are talking about is not a physical value. By physical value, two of them is equal. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Are you following where I'm going?
Yes, sir.
But they are trying to lay hold on something that is spiritual. Who will do the conversion for them? Are you getting what I'm saying? It is by faith now that we can trace the true value of this and this. And many instances, one can be higher than the other. And that is when you will now start seeing that two people gave the same thing and had the different result from the same thing. So when God wants to check, Now, the reason why I said faith is that you don't need God. All you need is faith to be able to trace the spiritual value of what you want to do. So you now see that one of them invested his heart in it, invested gratitude in it, invested a lot of things in it. Amen.
Amen.
So the scripture said, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. So this accounting, how did we know what is more excellent here if it is not by faith? So faith is what accounted, faith is what kept record, and finally faith is what we remit or appropriate what we are seeking. Faith, we do the accounting, then it keeps record. The day you place demand on what he kept in store, like I told you people, well, yesterday, when we consider ledger is the entries debit and credit entries in an accounting context. Debit and credit. And I said that you cannot debit more than you have credited. Is it possible? It's not possible. Even if there is overdraft, you will finally pay. Even if it is loan, you will finally pay. My brother said with interest. There can be an interest-free loan. But what is important is that you will what? Pay back. So we need to, when faith keeps record, it doesn't just keep record of the things you will receive. Faith can also keep record of what you need to do to receive it. Are you following what I'm saying now? I'm trying to show you the capacity of faith, what faith can do. It is not just that faith helps you to receive things. Faith also helps you to know what you need to do to receive those things. Why would faith have that ability? Because faith is a record keeper. Are you getting what I'm saying? Faith is a record keeper. Faith is an accountant. The accountant knows how much to be paid in this kind of... If you do this kind of job, how much should you be paid? I was coming to tent today. So happened that by chance I used bike. So the Okada man now... The Okada man told me from there that I normally trek. Now told me 300 naira. I say, how? He said, fuel. That the thing has gone up. And all that. I finally paid the 300. It's not as if I can't price. But when I wanted to price the man, something told me, happy working man, never see Alacha. I would have priced that with... Something wanted to rise. I want to price it down at least 200. How can I? God will not forgive. The way I normally say, God will not forgive me if I pay this thing. How? Hey, it means that you are wasting it. They will be flogging me. How did your mother train you that you don't price, you buy? Who trained you? That means your mother didn't send you to market. How many of you have followed your mother to market? You even be ashamed. That thing is training. She's saving your life. One day, my mother came and said, they asked somebody, how much are you saving? 500. See, he left with 70. Hey! I said, are you heartless? How can you move? If they tell you, 500, you should at least price like maybe 300, 350, 400. Say he equals 70. Hey, me, I just dodge one side. I will say, if I break out here, guess what? Bought it just about 150. They know what they are doing. And as they are buying it, they will just be bringing others and be adding. Nko also. And that's it. So when the man, now, when he said that, I now remembered, I used to do messing, liberal work. I know I don't look like it now, but no problem, don't believe it. I did it for long ago. That's how I used to, where I paid my acceptance fee in the invest. That's how I used to open my bank account, first one, in Eco Bank, Abio Shonik Bank. That's how. Not big things anywhere, but the man carried me. I said, I don't know how my mind reached there. I said, not what they pay him that time. So my day pay that time is what I'm using for bike, not far to come here. I want to tell you something. If you remove faith, small people in this life don't have hope. If it is not faith, like, let me tell you something. On what basis will God even start to even pay, give you anything? Are you getting what I'm saying? Like, if you tell this yoka like this to start sharing to people, according to what they think, who they think deserve it in this life. When will he reach you? Even in our Orthodox churches, before, if they are sharing, before it will reach you. To even collect date for your wedding is like this. To collect date for burial, like this. But if you are rich, they keep date for you. Thank God that God has another value system that can be detected by faith. So I know that by faith, I can receive things from God that can make me equal with any human being. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Good. So show me that Luke chapter 17. Let's make progress. Let's read verse 5 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Okay, let's read Luke chapter 17, verse 5. If you are not there, I will like you to get there. It's Yahweh. Luke chapter 17, verse 5. Sonny telling me that that jotter didn't enter here. Did he enter? Okay, let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. Again. Again. In the days of my ignorance, this is one of my most powerful prayers, in quote. But according to Jesus' response, it's an unnecessary prayer. It's not as if you pray it, God will not find a way to answer it. The God of mercy finds a way. That is why, in my own opinion, prayer is ultimate. Sometimes, even things that you don't understand, you just make it prayer. Leave it to God to know how to interpret it and answer it back for you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Imagine somebody, Jesus telling somebody, because of your unbelief, this thing didn't happen. He said, no problem. Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. That's thank God for prayer. God will come and tell you, it's because you don't have strength. That's why you say, yes, give me strength. Is it not true? Yes, it's because of your lack of wisdom. That's why you are not making us. Yes, so give me what? Wisdom. You have won. I'm not arguing. It's because you don't understand the scripture. He said, yes, so help my understanding. It's prayer. If it's not prayer, sometimes something that people think they know. Don't follow people to pretend as if you know everything. Before you will understand, pray it as prayer first and start having results. Then they will explain to you how it came so that you can replicate it. But before somebody will die, even if you don't know what, just pray it as prayer first. Just pray. Just what? Pray. Maybe you see somebody about to die, but you don't know all the scriptures and the dynamics of raising the dead or working miracle. Anyone you remember, say it. Anyone that you what? Remember, say it. Somebody spoke English and said, I cast me out in the name of Jesus. The demon came out. And you have seen cases of people that spoke proper grammar, of which I am not against, of which all of us support. If you don't support proper grammar, you're on your own. But that's not what demons respond to. In fact, a generation in the body of Christ rose up that can pray so eloquently. Their prayers are so organized and eloquent, intelligible. They say you need to pray intelligible so that intelligible. Many times God is not around those kind of prayers at all. He's not even close. With your both finite and junk mind, you are praying intelligible. Some of the people praying intelligible are crooks. Their mind is not renewed enough to even know what is the mind of God. If God actually wants to tell them what they should pray for, they can't pray it. Because their first prayer should have been, I want to die at your altar. Lord, slaughter me at your altar. That should have been their first prayer point. Yes, now. Yes. That's part of the reason you travel and groan, speak in tongues. Some of the speaking in tongues you are saying, if God allowed you to use understand, you will never use that word. Yes, now. A brother in China, I didn't say this testimony here. A brother, one of our brothers, used to, you know, come around when he was in Nigeria, but he's now in China. And after some time, started some years, he married a Chinese woman. So one of those days, you know, the time difference and all that, we were watching a session, and it was Chimobi that was leading prayers. And he said at some point, the tongues started sounding like Chinese. And the wife, he didn't tell the wife anything. The wife was telling him what this thing meant in Mandarin. He said that he's crying out for help, for help. I'm telling you. He actually called out the wordings like this. But that's not my point. My point is this. Some time you are doing, you are saying, Lord, kill me, kill me. You are not. You are saying, send me to Sokoto. Meanwhile, yes, now. What do you think Edu Ojukwu was saying before he went for youth service in Maiduguri? What do you think he was saying in prayer? That's why he started on time to say, help me, Lord. Aye, aye. He didn't know that sending him to Maiduguri. Was crying, help me. He will groan in his groan. He said, oh, Maiduguri, or I die. God will not allow you to know. If not, you will reject. If they tell you the meaning of many, you will. Meanwhile, that's God's will in prayer for you that moment. Don't know. Some of you, after some time, you notice that your understanding starts coming in terms with certain issues around your life. It took long moments of praying in tongues and traveling for you to accept. Is it not true? Yes, naturally, it was after long prayer. Instead of something changing you, you changed. Has it not happened to you? Yes, you came to change something to Buddha, but after praying for long, instead of changing that thing, you now changed your stance. If it has not happened for you, you have not made breakthrough in prayer. You have not encountered the buildings of transformation. Probably have not been transformed by prayer. One of the ways that you know you are transformed by prayer is that you come with your prayer point and go back with God's prayer point. You come with your position, what you must get. By the time you are leaving, you are going with what God has gotten in you. It will happen many times still. You now say, God, there is one time I wanted to pray. I told God, something is telling me you want to tell me to pray a dangerous prayer. Help me, I beg. I know one pray waiting, one finish me. I have traded this path enough not to pray some kind of prayers. So, and the apostles said unto the Lord, what did they say? Increase our faith. If you are Jesus now, what will you do? Forget that you have read that part before. Who came? You are our pastor. Stand up. I know you are a businessman, but you are now our pastor here. And we came and met you and said, Olga, increase our faith. What will you do? And you are Jesus. Remember, Jesus is God and all powerful. He can do anything he wants. What will you do? This guy. Where is Timothy? Want to use another businessman. Come now. Why are you looking at somebody? You are the one. Yes. Come now, come. Okay, now check him. So watch. You are our pastor here. The reason why I'm using you is because I know you are a businessman. So, and I'll come and ask you, please, increase our faith. Not just me, we are many. Increase our faith. And remember, you are Jesus, and you can do, you have the power to do anything you want to do. It's not as if you are me. Maybe you want to do something you can't do. So, and we are begging you. And challenges are here that faith would have solved. What will you do?
I will supply.
You will increase our faith.
Yes, sir.
That's what I want to hear. Say after me, I will supply. That's the business. You guys. If you want to clap, you clap. You can't stop a businessman from supplying. Amen. So that is what we would have expected from Jesus from here. But his answer is strange. Let's see the next verse. Look at, I say increase my faith, you they give me the, what's the connection? So that is it. No wonder they killed Jesus. No wonder. Even Peter reached some point, he said, I don't go. Let me go back to fishing. What is this? Just, I know you. You don't understand the severity, the awkwardness of some of these responses. You will have to actually put yourself in the setting of the scripture, even the cultural background, the circumstantial setting, for you to understand what these guys actually faced. I mean, I do it sometimes so that it can help me to properly situate Revelation. So he said, and the Lord said, if ye have faith as a grain, we are saying we don't have increased our faith. You are saying, he said, I don't understand. I think there is a cross reference of this scripture. You are not able to, we are not able to do something. And you told us that it's faith problem. And we now told you, hey, now you are our organ, you can do everything. Just increase the faith. Since faith is the problem and we don't have enough, increase the faith. Only for Jesus to turn back and tell them, and said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, not thrown in the sea. be thou what? Planted in the sea. And it should what? Obey thee. So Jesus is trying to tell them that your problem is no more faith. Your problem is how to get your faith to work. That even if you have small faith, is it working? So after me, the challenge is not more faith, but to get the one we have to start working. So that's the major thing. So many times when you teach issues around faith, people start, the first thing we start thinking about is, how do we get more faith? I need more faith. Lord, baptize me with more faith and all that. It is completely consistent with the scripture that faith increases. But I put it to you that many times, not all the time, many times when situations come before the believer, the challenge of the believer that time is not the need for faith. It is mostly how to get his faith to work. Many times, even the scripture says that the Lord doesn't allow things to come before you that he has not given you an innate capacity to be able to deal with. So how do you get your faith to work? I hope you know that sometimes faith can be like Ororo. Which one? Ororo. Whichever one. That what I mean is that oil that congeals at room temperature. Are you getting the point? Who is an industrial chemist here or a chemist? Okay, that congealing is as a result of
is as a result of the saturation of the fat.
Okay, the saturation what causes saturation, self? Is it
the cause is the
I know it's about bonding, but I've forgotten the
number.
The chain is too long. So what happens to it? Come. Hi. See, is it not book making you walk like this? Come,
That is a better example would be butter.
Okay.
Butter is in the same category. But what happens is that the saturation for oil has to be broken. That is the same thing that makes it high in cholesterol.
Okay.
The bonds are not, if you eat them, your body can't break them down. So what they do in refining the oil is to make it in a way that those bonds are broken down already. So
but this one is not refined. It's Yororo we are using to...
If the good one, why it's expensive is that when you are refining those things,
you
pass through many processes. That's why it's more.
Okay. That's good. Okay. Mutapa ni mwe. Amen. So that's it. Now this is my point. If you take that oil at room temperature, it is congealed. It's hard. Should I call it hard? It is solidified, even though it's not solid. So the point is this: that same oil is what you need to cook. Can you cook with it like that? You will need to put it under fire. Am I correct? So that the oil that is congealed can spread out and become pure liquid. Am I correct? At this point now, you can use it and fry something. Am I correct?
Yes.
That's the point I'm trying to make. It is at that point that it is liquefied that it can begin to work something for you. I'm trying to tell you that the presence of faith does not mean that the result automatically comes. So our job in this teaching is to debunk the things that makes the faith that we already have not to work. Considering the fact that according to Jesus, he is telling us that it is not more faith that is the reason why we are not having, it's not more labor. It is this thing you are looking for now. What it takes to cause it to pass is already resident. How do we activate it? How do we make it? How do we make it to start working? Are you getting what I'm saying? There must be some things in the coding. There must be some things, steps we missed. Or there are ones we need to add so that we can put it to work. Are you getting the point? So we need to debug the faith ledger. Assuming that what we have in mind is to check whether the debit and credit side is balanced. Because if debit and credit is the same, we should have our result. Jesus said, if you have faith, and it is the same in many instances in the scripture. He said, nothing is impossible to him that believeth. That is a big word. That is too big to believe. Nothing is impossible to him that believeth. But we have seen that not even many things are possible to us. So what's the problem? We need to go to the faith ledger and check the account. Where is the problem coming from? Is it from the credit or the debit? Are you getting what I'm saying? And many times it is from the debit side because God has paid for everything. Amen. If you are with me so far, say amen. The first debugging tool that we will employ to check while we are not receiving as much as God has ordained in a particular scenario or circumstance. Are you getting the point? You need to pay attention to this, my teaching, because sometimes it's not as if your faith is not working, but it's not working optimally. Yeah. You know, have you seen a vision of what God wants to do in a meeting? Let me use this quick instance. So, watch. You prepare for a meeting after praying. Sometimes you can see a vision of the mighty things that God wanted to do. You go there, and then it's not as if God did not do something, but there is no man of God that has flowed in the anointing that it has not happened. It's not as if God did not, but what you saw, you say, thank God, the blind saw the deaf, but what of that woman that was? Can that one? Meanwhile, you saw where all those things happen. The question is, whose fault? Is it God's fault? First matter, you need to settle in your heart, in anything that has to deal with God, whether it is going to hell, receiving, so anytime man and God, or man and God and anybody or anything is dealing with, first thing we need to settle is that God is always just and right. If there is problem, it is the problem of man. If you don't settle it, you can get offended with God, and you can get offended with circumstance. Worst thing, the worst scenario, because you know what? You have gotten offended with God one or two times, even if you don't know that that's what you did. But God is not too disturbed by man's people becoming offended with him. The worst place to find yourself is being offended with yourself. Now blame him. Because once you are offended with yourself, who will you blame? If you are offended with God, who will you blame? God. So that's how it works. Well, Satan really does not set up people to blame God, because it has not produced enough result for him. What produces powerful result for him is getting people to blame themselves. Because if you blame God, God is too secure that he's not willing to fight back and he's not willing to prove any point. As you are blaming him, he is still planning to help yourself. That's God for you. Is it not true? As you are angry, blaming him. You say, in fact, if I get home, as you are, a car will do fear, and you almost die. You say, God, thank you. So, as you are angry with God, he's still planning to save you from accident and succeeded. It was his own. He's not disturbed. If on a plan, did much. What is... Sometimes I sit in my office. What I'm trying to gather together is so much. The people I need to see, I've not seen, is much. The Bible study I need to do, everything is much. The call, the message, all kinds of things. And it's not much. Oh. Then 7 billion people, he's caring for them, including the ones that said that they are atheists. There are people that say that they are children of Satan. There are people that, in their foolishness, is planning with Satan to take over the world. God is still giving them food. They will eat today. Are you getting the point? So one day I woke up, I said, God, now only you, Biko. Just be God. The thought is higher than me to think. Talk more of even, check it now. Your small business, sometimes you will slip off. God, if you don't do it, I backslide. You say, this man, does he understand that his grandfather said that this thing should not happen? You don't know. See, who will explain to this young lady that the grandfather married all the daughters that will be born in their family? Who will explain to her? And she's saying if she doesn't marry this year, she will backslide. Is in following me, she will even be free. Okay, if you want to backslide, no problem. Let's face others. The person you should really blame is your grandfather. But you are blaming God. Just like people in Nigeria and people there, sometimes, maybe when they see us praying or doing, they will blame the church. They see the government, they won't say it's the church. This church is always the easy prey. Eh? They are easy targets. You can't blame Moscow. They will burn you. You won't try it. All those people trying that nonsense, you won't see them talking. They will look at a respectable big man of God and talk him down. Eh? Try you with a man. You will know that your house is not far. As I said, they have bombed people for Facebook posts. They will kill you. Say, are you on Facebook? You are not a human being. Don't you go to the market. But you can look at a respected elder and say, and then go. So church is soft target. Meanwhile, if they are wise, they should have asked the church, why is it that Nigeria is not working? The same Nigeria that is not working, the church is working. Even if they have not represented fully the mind of God, they have built systems that makes them survive all kinds of scenarios. There must be something about management and administration they know. Beg them to show you. You know, go beg them. Say he's the church. Say he's the church. Well, God will still give you food, but you're on your own. I'm not that. I know some people, when I talk like this, if it's me, I will stop coming. It has been 2 years, I don't go to church again. I say, look at this man. He's only a fool that doesn't have fear for God. He's only so, he is boasting in his pathway. No, if it's other pastors, they will try to explain. Once I see such people, I don't have any act of mercy for them. I don't pity them. I don't know why I'm molded like this. The people I pity is people that want God to help them, but they don't know how to receive help. Why should I beg you now? Who will now be in hellfire? Let me stop. Somebody must be here. It's your choice to make sure you are not the one. What's my own? If you say you are not following God and go to hell, now you know. I will tell you, this is life and death. Choose life. You say you want to choose death. No, you are free. You can go now. What's my own? Let's focus on others. That's how it is. So we will not even your family will not even know you have died. The day you die, they will fight over food. As they are putting you on the ground, they fight over food. And you are saying, hey God, if we go to God, how many are you in number? Are you not? Is it not only you? He said, if you go before. They don't know you in your village. And you are saying, God is God alone. That is why he can know us one by one. In your village, your chief doesn't know you. Even in your church, in your office, in your company, your head you have not met him face to face since you started working for 10 years. You are threatening God. Go and sit down. Who cares? So there are people, if they want to preach you, they say, God loves you so much. I also preach it. He doesn't want to go to hell. You know, God loves his church so much. He don't want it to go. Yeah, popo. You want to go. Once you leave, somebody will place you. Very fast, though. People that drop their calling because they are frustrated. By the time they thought they are doing guy for God, by the time they are coming, young men that are brutal has taken over. They will now start telling stories of how they met God 20 years ago, how they foolishly dropped it 10 years ago, that I used to be like you when I was younger. Some of them will think the Kwonyo Ze Kwensu now no Bweze. Is it not true? Let's say the thing as it is so that we save another generation. It's all this. That's how people don't know the mistake they're about to make. They think, what will God lose? What will God lose, actually? What is he losing by you losing your life? He didn't lose anything. You are the one that lost. What did he lose? You become relevant by attaching yourself to God. Even Satan knows it. Don't forget this lesson. Don't forget it. It is the mystery about God. I've forgotten the word they use for it in theology. For example, as loving as God is, he still wants you to fear him. It's a mystery. Don't ever forget it. No matter how much you say, God is my God, my Abba, Abba. But I want to lay my hand on your shoulders. If he appears in Patmos, you fall down. I am the disciple that lays my head on the shoulders of the... Kweku, stand up. I am that disciple that lays my shoulders on the head. If that man appears at Patmos, if you see him in Patmos, you fall like you are dead. the same person. And it's not complex for him. It's only human beings in their finite mind that cannot comprehend how a God that is loving can also be a God that expects you, not just reverential fear. You need to fear him like fear him. I don't understand people self. It's common sense to fear God. Like, so when I created this world, don't you think you should fear him? Why are you afraid? Why are people afraid of the US? Is it not because of what they created, what they have? Even though they want everybody, what they sell love and everything, but they are building weapons of mass destruction all the time. But they are selling you love. Is it not true? Bam, they have gone to war. They are selling you love. That's the thing about life. If you cannot comprehend the fact that one God like this that loves and shed his blood and saved you, you reject his salvation. You are going to hell straight, my friend. My brother, sit down. Sorry. This is how I preach my salvation message. By the time I'm through, if you don't run down to the pulpit, let me know what is happening. So I'm talking to you. You will see the hair. You will see your folly. You will see how you have been messing up in your mind, thinking that you are. And for we that are free thinkers, we that can think well. Look at, since when did you are thinking well? You have not taught yourself out of poverty. Demons are feasting on you in the night. Look at some people. They say they are thinking well. They have not been able to organize their family. Some of their children are wayward. They are doing wrong games. I say, I'm free. That is that your free thinker that made your children to sit down and seek God in priesthood to gather things that you cannot touch by yourself? There are matters beyond you. You need help. It's the independence of Adam that is the greatest sin that we have seen. That's what is manifesting from you, and you are thinking that you are wise. Even Satan is regretting his wisdom. And he gave you small, you are boasting with it. And the law said, if you have heard, I think I passed here. Number one, let's debug number one by knowledge. I think you know this. God's love almost touched it. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6, Romans chapter 10 verse 18. Philemon. That the communication of thy faith may become what? So it means that the communication of faith, even though in this context it is speaking about actually trying to get people to get born again or to get people to know the riches that is in the gospel. But it captures the same body of thought is consistent beyond the evangelical dimension. It is also the same consistent principle in when you want to your faith to be communicated. When faith is communicated, faith can be effective when it wants to go to work. He can be ineffective when he wants to go to work. So he said that the communication of thy faith may become effectual. Effective. How? By how? So let's x-ray that word acknowledge. Actually, the word acknowledge is the highest usage of the word knowledge in the New Testament is the word acknowledge. Acknowledge is I think it has the same root word with epignosis. But I want to make one point concerning the word acknowledge. Are you with me? Are you with me? Just one point. And the point is this. In acknowledgement, you do not just come to the possession of a complete knowledge, which is what we call epignosis. You also come to the acceptance of what that knowledge is supposed to mean to you. Are you seeing it now? Do you know you can fight with somebody and the person will win you and you refuse to accept? Is it not true?
Yes, sir.
You can fight with somebody, person will win you and you refuse to accept. Did the person win you? Did he win you?
No.
He won you. Did you accept? In acknowledgement, you don't just posit what is complete and correct. You have to what? Accept it. You have to what? Accept it. Are you sure you are paying attention? You have to what? Accept it. You have to what? Accept it. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing. So this is it. If the scripture spoke something concerning a situation, or God spoke to you, or it became evidently obvious to us God's stance concerning a matter, that is not enough until you personally accept it. Remind me your name again. Shatta, stand up now. Can God heal the sick? Can he raise a crippled person? Will he raise a crippled person? So, get a mic. I like this answer now. I just want to show you something quickly. Can you be fast before, so that I can run through this now? Can God raise a cripple?
Yes, sir.
Will he raise a cripple?
It depends.
So after me, it depends. That means it will never happen. Once you say it depends, forget it. That it depends has killed off everything. Okay, you are blessed. Let me ask her. I'll give your neighbor. Can God raise a cripple?
Yes, sir.
Will he raise a cripple?
If he will.
That's what I'm saying. I'm asking you. If you are not intelligent, people will confuse you. I'm asking him, will he? He now told me if he wills. I don't understand. Give Okachukwu, let me hear. Can God raise a cripple?
Yes, sir.
Will he raise a cripple?
Dependent on the man.
You don't fail. Who will you give now? Give me my mic. I have a general mic. Can God heal a cripple?
Yes, he can.
Will he heal a cripple?
Yes, he will.
Can he use you to heal a cripple? Because we are going to teaching hospital tomorrow. Anything you say, you must practice it. Can he use you to heal a cripple?
Yes, he can.
Will he use you to heal a cripple tomorrow morning?
He will.
Huh?
Yes, he will.
How many will he heal?
As much as he wants.
As much as he wants, I'll be you.
As much as I want.
I hope on a day when she they implicate herself. You must do it, oh. Let's not go far. Let me find a candidate for you here. Is that ornamental, or do you have issues with your sight? Yes. Come, we start with you. There is no need to go far now. Mado Ateli Kazazandes. So she's going to pray for you. She has faith. Accept her prayer. So, Oya, minister. How do you give me mic? You don't need mic. Or do you need mic? Kwenye na mwa mifa. Onda na mwa mkuloto. Stand up. Mwa Deborah na mwa nabwa. Na mwa kwasi ya mwa. Stand up. Onye mwa 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 ya mwa nye tena nke. If you are not seeing, there is no need to humor her. Tell her you are not. It's a learning process. If you can't learn here, you can't learn. There is nothing you can. If it, is this original? Do you have problem with your sight? Or, you have problem? Okay, I think I'll pray for you one time. Abby? Good. So come. I will use. Let's find somebody that is handy. Where is. So how is it now? Is
the light. I don't usually look at the light directly.
Okay.
Before now.
Mm.
So I can look at the light now.
Amen. That's all. That's enough. That's enough. Clap for Jesus again. So these two people we are laughing. I need a corpse that you will raise. Amen. I need to ask brothers now. Brothers, don't disappoint me. Please. Kweku. Kweku, I've used you for too many examples. Can God heal the sick?
Yes, he can.
Can he raise the dead?
Yes, he can.
Will he raise the dead?
Yes, he will.
Will he use you?
Yes.
Let's come, let's try this eye. There's no need postponing this thing. I am minister. If you like, don't learn anything. You, your heart. Somebody else is praying. Your heart is beating fast. I don't understand what is wrong with you. It's another person, but your heart is beating fast. There is even someone probably following me online that is crying out for other people. You are not the one, but you are shaking. You can't get anything done. You can't get anything done. Faustina, you want to try? You need. Akabajira baji, so that you bring the limbs back. Yes, I know. Many of us are done. The sister sitting beside you, she has healed madman. I be mad woman. So. And all that, so. Let's try again. I want to try one now. I want to try one. So this is my point. As he's continued ministering to you. This is my point. Sorry, I'm carrying two mics. We had result. But not full measure. Am I correct? Let's check part of the reason why we didn't have, why it's not as effective as it should be. If you have me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Thank God we had a measure of result. But it can produce more for you. As I was teaching you people, sometimes you see what God wants to do. But when it wants to happen, it's not as you saw it. Something happened between what you saw and what happened. So how do we get your faith to be more effective? The scripture said, acknowledging, accepting the good things in you. So this is what I want to show you in the matter, in this thing now. There are three stages to this Show me Romans chapter 10 verse 18, please, as I called, so that I can combine the two. So, Kweku, what's the progress? Check him now. If you pray for somebody, don't check the person, you are wasting time. It's in that checking that your faith is really tested. And that's when it can either work or it didn't work. But I say, have they not... Sorry, let me find my scripture. Are you sure this? Let me see verse 17. Verse 17 is where I'm going to, sorry. So then faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing what?
The word of
God. Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing what?
The word of God.
Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing what?
The word of God.
This is what we mean here. If I had a board, I would have shown you something. It's simple. Just draw a line. What we have? We have a knowledge that is scripture based. There is a reason why I have to say it this way, because you can be living and God will tell you, I will bless you. I hope you know that you might not get that word as it is in a verse in the scripture, but that word you heard from God. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
that word you heard from is the word of God. In word of God in all sense. Word of God first in the sense that there is a place where the word of God have actually said that I will bless you. Am I correct?
Yes,
now God now told you I will bless you. And you know that there is a place in the scripture that actually captures your blessing. Now God now said I will bless you. I'm trying to show you something now. Now, in some cases too, you can just read off from the scripture and the Bible will say, I will bless you. That's also good enough. So my point is this. In either case, it is both sourced and grounded in the scripture, in the written word. The... The authority of the written word. Say after me, written word. The authority of the written word is actually not just the foundation for faith as a means of receiving things, but the foundation of faith as the life of the believer, as the life of the church. I said written word. Because I know some of you have, sometimes some people say that... Not everything in the Bible is the word of God. That's a terrible thing to say. You are treading a line that you might not come back from. One of the foundational, unshakable doctrines that we have in Christianity is what we call the inerrancy of the scripture. And I believe many of you know that it means that the scripture is completely correct. And it is inspired by God and everything and all that. And all that it means. That's not my point now. The reason why I said this is the written word of God, even if the Holy Spirit speaks to you, or whatever you think God spoke to you, are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It has to still be consistent with the scripture or throw it away. It cannot be the basis of faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Show me 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. I just need to prove something to you quickly. Kweku, where are we now? So, is there any improvement at all?
Still blow.
Ah, sit down. So, listen to my teaching. Are you following me? Nothing shaking. We are making progress. I prayed more than 20 times before anything happened. At each failure, something good happened to you that you thought is a bad thing. And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. He said, this thing now, fundamentally, what are we talking about? Say after me, speech. Why are you looking tired in this thing now? Are you tired? Better pay attention. This is the main thing. And my speech and my preaching was not with. So the focus here is his speech. Say after me, his speech.
His speech.
His speech and his preaching. That's the focus. His speech and preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why? Next verse. Let's read verse 5 together. 1, 2, ready, go. So we can say many things that looks nice, but they are not foundation for faith. The foundation for faith is the scriptures and scripture-based insight from the Holy Spirit. If you say nice things, if you give people good counsel, if you give people good counsel and all that, that you know, counsel like the person that, how do they say, only. How do they say it? Huh? Heaven help those that help themselves. Where is it in the Bible? Strange stuff. Heaven helps those that are helpless. That's actually what you'll be finding in the scripture. It's the people that cannot help themselves that the Bible said we receive help. In fact, if you can still do it, you still need to stay under the tutorship of the law. Because the law operating as a schoolmaster has, I think, about 4 duties that he needs to do. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
One of the duties of the law is to defeat your effort by yourself. That's one of the duties of the law. He will allow you to try. You know the reason why God gave the children of Israel the law? He didn't give them to fulfill it. Even before he gave them, he knew they can't keep it. So he needed them to accept. Are you with me? He needed them to accept that, we can't. That's what Paul was trying to now show us in the book of Romans chapter 6 and chapter 7. He reached a point, he now shouted, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who can what? Save me." That's where God needs to get you. And the means through which God gets people to that place is what we call the law. Operating in this context as the schoolmaster. What's the schoolmaster? The schoolmaster is the person that drives you where you wouldn't have gone originally. Is it not true? Your schoolmaster now, especially primary school, sometimes you don't want to go to school, you don't want to go. The man flog you. Some of those people that taught you in primary or secondary, they have flogged you a lot. Everybody is afraid of them. They helped and saved us, so forget. They helped and saved us. You remember the one that Evangelist Richard Anyanwu called Batman? The man is from Oba here. Batman. Teaches physics. One of the reasons why he lived is not true. He said, us in the physics teacher now about wicked, but it's not true. Huh? So the man, if he flogs you, he has a dread in the whole place and all that. And all that. So he's a schoolmaster. His job is to drive you to the place where you now recognize that you actually need school. Several people that actually thought he was doing them wrong later became doctors. They came out with first class. They wouldn't have become that if the man did not drive them to the place where they saw the importance of personal discipline to their books. Are you seeing what the schoolmaster did? In the case of the law, It operated as a schoolmaster to drive us to the place where we saw that the only thing that can save us is grace. So it brings us to the end of ourselves. Have you tried to do well, behave well? The law will make. Have they told you keep these things? Do you know how many? If you calculate all the statutes and the commandments that was actually given to the children of Israel, I think it was 660 something to keep. And if you keep 600, if it's 660, you keep 659 and fail one. According to that law, that one you failed means you failed all of them. So the consequence that would have come on the person that failed 50 is the one coming on the person that failed. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when Paul looked at it, he said, I beg, who can help me? In fact, my own case, according to Paul, is that I even tried to do something good. I found myself doing something bad. Are you seeing it? The good I want to do, I can't do. The bad I don't want to do, I see myself doing it. Who can save me? That cry is only the schoolmaster that can bring you. It is in that sense that the schoolmaster is useful and became a tool that God employed to bring people to the point where they accept that only grace is the pathway to God. So he never even made the law for the children of Israel to keep it in the first place. He made it to teach them. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So something is happening here. There is a possibility that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. There is a possibility for your faith to stand on good words, good counsel. They are not bad. Good words and good counsel of people. But it is devoid of direct origin and source from the scripture. And such beautiful words is not the basis of forming faith. That your faith should not stand. That man is wise, isn't he? Hello? He is wise, isn't he? There is a possibility of your faith being born as a result of his wisdom. And I'm not the one saying, look at your scripture. Some of my brothers are not happy with me. They have drank the man. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the what? Power of God. He's trying to tell you that scripture faith is born somewhere, and it is not in the human realm. Are you seeing it now? Now, that is not just the point. He's trying to say, there is a possibility for your faith to actually rest on those things. You wonder why you merge it with God's effort and it is not producing the kind of result yours. Are you getting what I'm saying? It means that you have not acknowledged what is inside. The foundation of your faith and your building, even though you are praying for that thing to prosper, God will not really push it the way you would have wanted it, because he was not the one that actually originated it. I know it doesn't look a serious thing to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? It doesn't look a serious thing to you, but it matters all to God that you actually sourced the faith. The driving force behind what you are doing is actually originated. It matters to him. I know it didn't matter to you, but it matters to what? God. That it actually came from him. He said there is a possibility that a man's faith will be based on the wisdom of men. That means there are several people that operated within this realm. Of course, there is success here. Unfortunately for people like you that want to operate the God kind of faith and God kind of procedure, you cannot source your faith from this. Are you with me? So let's get back. I'll prove the point here. Get back to my scripture. Hey, Jesus, I'm still in knowledge. No, Philemon. So this is my point. If you combine Romans chapter, it's not even 18, Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing. Are you getting the point? So the first thing, can you put my board quickly? By tomorrow you need to put it. First thing is knowledge. Scriptural knowledge. I don't just want to say scriptural knowledge, because if you say scriptural knowledge, people will just say that what it means is just to read Bible. That's not exactly what I mean. Are you getting what I'm saying now? We mean that God lighted upon something in your heart that is consistent with the scripture. It either comes directly from the scripture, it can be a dream you had in the night, but it is still God speaking to you. It is the word of the Lord to you. But it has to be consistent with the scripture. Doesn't matter what God you dreamt, whatever you think it, you have to go back. If you can't find it in the scripture, throw it away. It cannot be supported. Huh? Even the apostles tell you to go back to the scripture and test what they said. Even Jesus goes back to the scripture and explains himself through the scripture. Luke chapter 23, is it not true? He said, through the scriptures, he started teaching them things concerning himself. This is Jesus. He could have started telling them about, I am the guy that woke. Instead of telling them, I'm the guy you are talking about, he, through the scripture, still explained himself. Apostles, through the scripture, explained themselves. So, it means that no matter what you receive now, the scriptures are the written document of God's inspiration. Are you getting what I'm saying it now? And because of that, every other thing that is spoken has to be traced to that authority. And when I mean the scriptures, I mean written. The one written. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by acknowledging these things. Do you know how hard it is? If it is not that we have asked question, ask question. Do you know how hard it is? Can God raise cripple? Yes. To accept that he can use you is another wahala. Is it not true? That's the problem. Are you following me now? So first thing is knowledge. Second thing is conviction. And third one is consciousness. First thing is knowledge. Second one, that knowledge forms a conviction in your heart. And this point of acknowledgement, a man that acknowledges, works, is already walking in a consciousness of what he already possesses. He has accepted it. He has accepted who he is. Huh? I remember when I was in DMGS. Hey. We have seen things. My mother went and bought one knicker for me. Hostel uniform. But it's big like this. And there is a song they used to sing for people that have those big. Obe neka. Oh, how do they sing that song? Obe neka. There is a song around it. Obe neka. So I had Obe neka. And they gave me a name. My name those days was Ogodade Manuku. Terrible name. Just look at me like this. Is this clothes? Didn't he fit me? Wicked human being looked at me and called me Ogodade. Like, no clothes can fit me. When they said he said it, I wanted to fight after some point. I accepted it. Because I noticed that the more you fight it, the more they are calling you. So I just accepted it. People dealt with me. One even told me that my leg is bent. One told me that Nenoko Akwara Julian, all kinds of stuff. Strange children coming from everywhere. And all that. Are you with me? If you are with me so far, say amen. A knowledge that the Holy Spirit inspired, sourced from the scripture, we bet a conviction in your heart, and then bring about, you can see it, brother, and bring about a consciousness. That point of acknowledgement is the point of consciousness, not just the fact that you know something. You are already walking in the consciousness. Without that consciousness, you cannot produce that result. If you ever produced it, it will be by luck. Have something ever happened, and then you try to do it again, it didn't happen? It is, you are not yet in the consciousness. So, it happens in everything. So if you notice the power of God flow through you, you can become more effective in walking in the power of God when you walk in the consciousness of the fact that it is actually resident in me. It took me time to accept the fact that if I wake up from the sleep like this, I can pray for somebody and something will happen. It took me time. I used to have to pray for long, prepare and all that, until God asked me question. You know the question he asked me? He said, that prayer you prayed yesterday, have I used it? I could not answer. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because you prayed yesterday, is it true? After you pray, what do you use it for? Are you following me now? Let's even, because he's trying to tell me that it's not necessary by the prayer I'm praying now. But he doesn't want to tell me that prayer is not useful. So he come, because if it's some people, they tell you it's not about prayer or not. But he's trying to tell you, even if it's by prayer, the one you prayed, have you used it? He's still there now. You have not used it. The time you were praying, you felt the anointing. You felt God anointing. Is it not true? Have you used that anointing? So something comes, emergency. And you say, allow me to pray and worship. No, that person might die. So you have to enter into that consciousness. A business thing will come up and you don't know how to handle it. You don't know. You needed to read something and there is no time. Step in there. God will follow you. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can be called upon to preach or teach. And you have not, it's not as if you don't know anything, but you have no problem. You just stepped out and God, there is a consciousness that comes with it. And it comes across everything. When that consciousness is born, you can produce that result anytime and keep increasing in the measure. I know that if I lay hands on you people now, the power of God will come on you. I know I walk in the consciousness. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? So it is not just about a Futo crusade. Okay, all of choir, stand up. Let's know. That's just it. Lift up your hands. May God give you a new measure of grace. At the count of three, just shout, I receive. It will not come on one person. It will come on all of them at the same time. One, two, three. Push! There is nothing. It's a conscious. It's, I know it. Like, there were days I need to pray for 21 days. I didn't know that 21 is not wasted. It's building something inside of me. Now I know it like I know my name. It's after me. There is something I'm carrying inside. There is something. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. Stay it up. There is something. Tsunami, give me some. Something I'm carrying inside. Something I'm carrying inside. Something I'm carrying inside. Something I'm carrying inside. There's something I'm carrying inside. Something I'm carrying inside. There's something. I acknowledge the things God has put in me. I put it to work. When you come into this acknowledgement, even while you are sleeping, something will be happening. If you are awake, something will be happening. If you're on the street, if you're in the market, if you're in your workplace, anywhere you are, the same thing that can happen in church or during your prayer time can still happen. Pastor prayed. God wants to open you up to something. There is an oppression of the spirit. He wants to open up inside of you. He wants to grant you an oppression of the spirit. You know it. He is bringing you into the reality, into the consciousness. Oh, Jesus. What you are looking for is not outside, it's inside. You need to acknowledge it. You need to accept it. You need to put it to work. Thirty more seconds, pray. Vasosana Kapolia Baradon Tetes Zibaralea Caprembo Podososa Capapelian Telia Zabataria Papona Tante Capapada Padiata Jepapon Pepete Capapalate. Just a little more. You have the life and power and strength of God in you. You are carrying the Holy Ghost. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are living inside of you. Demons cannot oppress you in the night. Oh. You need to do something with what you have. Stop looking outside. There is already a tornado, a turbine that is inside. Oh my Jesus. Today we accept what the Lord said we can do and what we are. And it begins to yield results for us. In Jesus. Mighty.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edugu Dejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edugu Dejiku. God bless you.